Lord of the harvest is calling, for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed. We bask in the sunlight of glory, on heavenly manna we're fed, while souls on the oceans in darkness are starving for life-giving bread. They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4:35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
Jesus to save him has died. God paid him the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. A very cheerful and pleasant good morning to all the listeners of radio station KCKW. It is a real pleasure to be coming your way again by means of radio with the words of the gospel. We hope that all of you are enjoying the blessings of the Lord this Sunday morning. We would like very much to hear from you if you get a blessing from our weekly visit. Those who desire to write us may do so by addressing their letter to the Mission Trail, Guthrie, Oklahoma. This is Willie Murphy speaking to you. Guthrie is spelled G-U-T-H-R-I-E. That is Guthrie, Oklahoma. Listen now to the reading of the word from the 27th Psalm, beginning with verse 1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. I like those verses, don't you? The writer in this case must have no doubt had some problems and troubles, as all of us do. There were those who were his enemies, and they sought to destroy him. But it seems to me that he had found a source of strength and comfort that gave him assurance that God was going to take care of him. He found a secret dwelling place in the house of the Lord. Now, I do not mean the actual building or the framework of a church building, but I'm talking about the temple of God in which all are dwelling who've been saved from their sins. Did you know that God had a church in this world? Notice then the conditions for dwelling in God's house. First, there must be a singleness of aim. David said here in verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord. People have a lot of desires these days. They desire good jobs. They desire a happy home. They desire a nice automobile. And really, there's not much end to the things people desire. Then there are many who will say that they desire to please the Lord, or they desire to go to heaven when they leave this world. But I want to tell you something. I believe in order for us to please the Lord right here in this life, we're going to have a desire which is greater than all else in our life. The intensity of that desire must exceed all of our other wishes. David went on to say in the same verse, "That will I seek after." This term, seek, implies diligence and carefulness. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 7, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son ask bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Now, of course, the Lord is willing to give good things to his children, but I believe the first thing and the most important thing for all of us to seek is an entrance into his kingdom right here in this world. We can be made a part of God's great family and dwell in the house of the Lord. Look again what the writer David said, "That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple." Friends, it is a wonderful and beautiful thing to be a part of God's family. You can behold his love for you right here in this life. You can have answers to your prayers. But it is only as we become a part of his house that we can behold his beauty. As we inquire of the Lord, he will instruct us and teach us in the way which we should go. But on the other hand, we must also have a receptive heart. Listen to these words entitled, "Be still, my heart. Be still, my heart." We murmur, you and I. We fret and fret while precious hours fly. Be still, my heart. The silent are truly blessed. There is no rapture for a heart distressed. Be still, my heart. The deep, dark night is still. The trees in prayer, the star above the hills. Be still, and to this promise softly cling. The silent hear the great archangel sing. How true this is, friends. In order for us to receive the things that we need from the Lord, we're going to have to be willing to listen to his voice. There's another beautiful thing about the house of God or the church of God. It fills both heaven and earth. Part of God's church is in heaven, and another part of it is here in the world. Listen to the 14th and 15th verses in the third chapter of Ephesians. "For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named." Jacob had a little vision of the glory of God. He no doubt felt rather destitute and lonely after he had fled from his brother. This particular night, he lay down to rest. His pillow was made of stones, which he found. And as he slept, he had a vision and a promise which God gave him. But let me read it to you from Genesis 28, beginning with verse 11. "And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed." That indeed was a wonderful dream which Jacob had. But look what he said about it in verse 16 and 17. "And Jacob awaked out of his sleep, And he said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Friends, let me tell you plainly that I believe you can be a part of God's family and church right here in this world. But in order to do so, you must have a desire to seek His will above everything else. May the Lord open the windows of heaven and pour out His richest blessings upon each and every one as they seek to do His will. Let us pray. Our Father, we acknowledge Thee as being the Lord of both heaven and earth, and we are the sheep of Thy pasture. We're glad to be a member of Thy family. We ask a special blessing for all those who hear the broadcast today. May the windows of heaven be opened above them, that they may partake of the richness of God. And to Thee we will give the praise through Christ our Lord. Amen. Friends, in order to get the blessings from heaven, we must have a fervent and an earnest desire to please Him. Listen to this poem entitled, Where Would You Be? Where would I be on a prayer meeting night if the Lord should suddenly come? In my place of prayer or out with the crowd, just having some innocent fun? Where would I be with the faithful and true or at home in an easy chair? Too tired, too selfish, too careless perhaps to be with the Christians for prayer? Where would I be? Getting food for my soul and praying for those that are lost, or absent again, forgetting the one who bought me at infinite cost. Where would I be? I've excuses enough, but how would they look in His sight? Where would I want Him to find me at last, should He come on prayer meeting night? Hear now the beautiful song, Dwelling in Beulah Land, and is sung by Bobby Forbes, Dale Doolittle, Randall Flynn, Troy Gentry. May the Lord bless it to you as you listen to this song, Dwelling in Beulah Land.
Far below the storm of God upon the world is beating, sons of men in battle on the enemy withstand. Safe am I within the castle of God's word retreating. Nothing there can reach me, 'tis Beulah Land. I'm living on the mountain, underneath the cloudless sky. I'm drinking at the fountain that never shall run dry. Oh yes, I'm feasting on the manna from a bountiful supply, for I am dwelling in Beulah Land. Let the stormy breezes blow, their cry cannot alarm me. I am safely sheltered here, protected by God's hand. Here the sun is always shining, here there's naught can harm me. I am safe forever in Beulah Land.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you'd like a printed copy free of charge, we'd be glad to send you one upon your request. Now until next Sunday morning at 7:30, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant goodbye.
In Beulah.